turning radius mower on a Lawn Pros trailer. Lawn Pros count on Toro to cut more lawns in less time, leaving them looking great. Get your own Toro Time Cutter Z and do the same. It easily maneuvers around bird baths, flower beds, and trees, leaving you more time to enjoy your yard. Now save up to $400 on select models. Visit J&S Locksmith and Power Equipment to experience the Toro Time Cutter Z and ask about special financing options. Toro, count on it. Time savings by yard size are from 2008 to 2012 survey results for Toro residential zero mowers as reported by owners.
Live from downtown Bloomington, it's Glass in the Morning
on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370
WGCL.
Well, this weather forecast keeps changing. Now we have 73 degrees, and a moment ago it said rain and some thunder. Now it doesn't say anything about that, but it's raining.
It is raining, and it looks like it's raining much harder now than it has been.
Well, and when I look at the radar, moving radar, we have gone from the green part of the radar into the yellow part of the radar.
So it is raining harder.
A little bit harder, and
funny how I need the yellow part of the radar to confirm that, as opposed to my own eyes looking out the window. Right? I said, it looks like, when I looked out the window, as soon as you said it was the yellow part, I went, oh, so it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, weird. Well, now the confirmation is in. Yeah. It's yellow. But then as I now go to the radar, it's not showing up on the computer at all. So go figure. I don't know. I'm about to give up on weather and weather forecasting. I go back to my days, in early days in radio, when we had the radio station Weather Rock. And the Weather Rock was, you could get the rock, and you put it out in a window or someplace where you could observe it. And if the rock had white stuff on it, it was snowing. If it had frozen stuff on it, it was freezing. If the rock was missing, it was very windy. You know, those kinds of things.
Or you lived in a bad neighborhood.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
One or the other. Crime rate's up.
It's gone right through your window. Anyhow, 73 degrees right now, and that's it. I want to mention that the program made possible in part. Oh, the Fox News is made possible in part. I'm trying to figure out why it says Fox News is brought to you by J&S Locksmith, where you'll find everything from the residential and commercial outdoors technician. J&S Locksmith at 508 West 17th Street in Bloomington.
Scared me there. I thought, oh, Keith just had a stroke. He forgot how to read or
it
something.
It says Fox News. And I thought, what is that?
Oh, yeah,
about?
It does. Okay.
By the way, Sue Wanzer, who's joining us now, serves on the MCCSC school board, as do I. And Sue, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, get rid of this little coffee thing.
You guys
I'll
would
be fine.
You guys would be two great ones for me to ask. When does my kid go back to school?
August 10th.
Okay. All right. I should mark that on a calendar, I guess. It's coming up.
If your kid's in the MCCSC.
He is. And by the way, Sue, that's Rob Humphrey, and he's playing the Pokemon game. Are you doing the Pokemon game?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You and I both, that's just not in our sphere of anything.
No, I would love to do it, but I would probably get so engrossed in it that I'd get run over by a car or something would happen to me. I don't know.
Well, and that's but you know what's going on is the kids that are doing it and the adults are moving out of the darkened room in front of a computer, and they're out walking sometimes as much as 20 miles a day.
I know. That would be great for me to do.
So,
but no, I haven't been doing it.
If we can figure out how to get Dr. DeMuth to put a few of the Pokemon characters in the halls of the various schools, the kids would look forward to coming to school every day.
Of course. I think our kids look forward to it anyway,
but
that would make it even more fun.
Yeah, my son loves going to school. He loves school.
Really?
Yeah.
What school is he at?
He goes to Summit.
Summit?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good school.
Yeah, he loves it over there.
All of our schools are good. Sue, what...
yes, they are.
Do you... I guess one of the starting points would be with all of the confusion about who's running for what, who's going to be this and who's going to be that, how education's going to come out of all of this. Where are you on any of this?
I'm hoping for the best results in November, that we will have people in our state house and in the governor's and superintendent of public instruction's position to support public education and do so with resources and professional respect for teachers.
I was looking through the list of people that are on the advisory committee for the ISTEP testing, and I saw at least one name from one of the Indianapolis Catholic schools. I'm wondering, you know, how do they decide who's going to be on that committee?
Well, you know, it really does look like, when I looked at it, a lot of different educators, which I'm really pleased with. I wish they would have had some educational experts, some testing experts, educational researchers, people who really know about testing and how to devise tests and what it is you want to measure. But from what I know, my understanding is those were all political appointments by Glenda Ritz or Mike Pence or members of the State House and State Senate.
Well, it's interesting, and they've got a deadline because they've got to have their report in order for the legislature to begin acting on it come January.
I know. Well, isn't their deadline in November?
Oh, yeah.
They're only meeting once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're doing some things outside of those meetings in terms of research or consulting with folks. But again, the names should be on our website and their contact information. And I would invite folks to contact all of these people and let them know their thoughts about high-stakes standardized testing and how we're using it and what people's thoughts are about those tests.
MCCSE.edu is the place to go to see any of this. And you're right. You know, I don't think there's anyone that would disagree that the high-stakes testing is not working the way it ought to work.
Exactly. And it's not being used the way that test was originally designed. It was never designed to evaluate the effectiveness of a teacher or to grade a school or a school corporation. And that seems to be right now the emphasis for how that test is being used because, of course, we don't get test results in a timely manner to give any good feedback about our students.
Well, the test results are ready. It just that, oops, I guess we didn't figure that when we had the test results ready, the teachers were out doing professional development and getting their classrooms ready, and maybe we now will hold them even longer until schools get back in session. So
right.
Go figure. We take
we'll
the test last fall, and we're just now getting the results.
Well, I'm very happy for this. I'm very pleased that there's this panel that is really looking at what we want to do with ISTEP, and I really do hope that it's not just a superficial review of this. I hope they really do dig deep into this and find out if we do need something like this, and if we do, what is it that we want to measure, and then how will we do it?
I want to give a heads up, too. You're talking about the website. Each of our schools has some kind of I'll call it an open house, a welcome back kind of thing. For parents, and it's listed on our website. So whatever school your child goes to, you can look up the date and the time for that welcome ceremony.
And, you know, and for our elementary schools, there are Meet the Teacher Days right before school starts. So Rob could be over there meeting his kid's teacher, everybody, and that is listed, you're right, Keith, with all of our elementary schools. So that happens right before school, and then all the open houses that occur once school starts are also listed, which is a great time for parents to be in the schools, talking to teachers, seeing what kids are learning, seeing what is happening in those schools.
Right. We didn't get a chance to talk before you went on with the show today, but what's on your mind?
Well, that was one of the things that was on my mind, and the other thing, too, is especially for elementary schools, on the website, folks can go, parents can go and see the list of all the school supplies, depending on their school and their grade. And that's all listed on our websites. It's listed on Facebook, on the MCCSC Facebook page. And I know, you know, it's not like school is, like, going to happen next week. We still have almost a month of vacation, so I don't want to take away anything from people's fun vacation and their time off. But just for people who are thinking, with August 10th coming up, that will help folks look at their school supplies, their school supply list. And also, for folks who haven't registered their children for kindergarten, they can still do that as well. There's still time left for that.
And you can find out any of that information. Go online and you can find out if you're new to the area, where does my child go to school? What are the boundaries? This kind of thing. That's all available at mccsc.edu. While we're talking about the school supplies, they're just about everywhere. I was in Kroger's the other day. They have them. Target has them. All the school places have them that get ready for this. And I was talking to a parent, and they said, you know, we have to get so many number two pencils. And it seems like a lot of pencils. And I said, have you ever seen what a kid does to a pencil? I mean, I have seen deep teeth marks in pencils.
And for a lot of our schools, what they do is they ask students to bring in several of something, and then it goes into their community school supply bin for the classroom, and then then it's available for everyone there.
Well, and another place you can be thinking about, too, is with all these sales, if you don't have anyone in the schools, you've got the Rotary Club's teacher warehouse where teachers can go and get supplies for their classroom. A lot of kids can't afford some of this stuff, and they love those pink erasers. They love the number two pencils. They love the glue sticks. But if you're in office and you're digitizing everything, three-ring binders are huge because our creative teachers can take a three-ring binder that has your company logo on it and turn it into a work of art. I remember one year, I think it was Cook Pharmaca, had some little bitty bottles. They may have been an inch and a half high and maybe a half an inch in diameter. And they got all of these bottles, hundreds of them. And it's like, well, what do you do with these? Our creative teachers said, they took and put different colors of sand in them, and they became decorative. Our teachers are amazing.
And I do remember all of those little vials. So, exactly. So if people have things that are related to classroom supplies, art and craft supplies, school things, certainly donate them to Teachers Warehouse. Our teachers in our schools corporation and surrounding corporations in public schools, governed by an elected public board, those teachers can go over and help themselves to the things they need, and I know how grateful the teachers are to be able to supplement what they need in their classrooms.
Well, and stuff like remnants of material, like you're making a dress or something, teachers can take that and turn it into prize artwork in a classroom. And the other thing you need to know about our teachers that, you know, those teachers that don't do anything in the summertime, that are going to all of these professional development things and learning how to be better teachers, the average teacher out of their own pocket spends anywhere from $500 to $1,000 and up on their own classroom each year for supplies and things so that their kids get every advantage they can possibly get.
Right, and that's one of those other sad things about funding of public schools.
Right.
But I'm real happy that we have a community that has a teacher's warehouse and that wants to support our classrooms in that way. So I hope folks will think about Teacher's Warehouse when they have things that they want to donate or get rid of.
And if you have any questions about any of that, Bloomington Rotary is the sponsor of Teacher's Warehouse. Several Rotary clubs in the geographic area, because it's not just Monroe County any longer. It's several other school systems are the beneficiaries of Teacher's Warehouse. So it's kind of neat.
Right.
What else is on your mind?
You know what? It's summertime. We're not doing a whole lot necessarily, but I know our teachers are, in terms of there's the big National Educators Association Conference in Washington, and we had some teachers attend that. As you said, Keith, we have teachers attending all kinds of different staff development programs where they're getting ready for their classrooms in the fall, and certainly our administration has been very busy as they have been recruiting, interviewing, and hiring teachers, but especially principals and assistant principals. And what's really important about that, and I think something that we really appreciate, Keith, is that when assistant principals and principals are being reviewed, they're reviewed by a committee of teachers as well as a committee of parents in that school. So we get a lot of different input as to who that community wants as their leader for that building. So mm-hmm. that's been going on this summer, too. And fortunately, we have a lot of good applicants, and we'll wait to see at our July board meeting what other new people we may be hiring.
Right. One of the things, too, before you go, that we need to remind people of is the time of class starts and stuff like
oh,
that
that's
is
right.
different this fall. So remind them again what's changed.
You know, after we had our school day committee with a recommendation to the board, and what the superintendent approved was start time for high schools will now be 8 o'clock, and start times for the elementary schools will now be 9 o'clock. So hopefully everybody will remember, and they'll go at the new times. We'll probably spend a few days having people getting used to that, but it's 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
And none of that Wednesday stuff.
Oh, that was going to be right the very next thing I was going to say.
Rob had a question.
I am extremely happy that there's no more stupid late start Wednesday. That threw me off every week.
What do you really think about it,
Do you
it,
know
Rob?
How many times I got up and drove my kid to school because I thought we missed the bus, only to get there and find out it was Wednesday?
You know, Rob, I think you and a whole lot of other people, and I also know that, you know, I always heard from supervisors, managers, who were concerned because their staff had to come in an hour later on Wednesday. So it was all done for a really good reason, to mm-hmm. give our teachers time to meet together, but we did find that it really did create too much confusion. It was too difficult for our families, and we certainly don't want to do that. Yeah. And we can find some ways to make up for that.
Keith knew that I was no fan of late start Wednesdays. I can tell you that. And
I think the only folks who might have been fans were high school students who got to sleep in.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. They would have loved it, but for everybody else, it just wreaked havoc. And I'd never heard of it anyplace else. So boy, I did not like late start Wednesdays. So always 9 o'clock now.
Right, so we heard
Love
you,
it.
Rob, and we changed
Love
it.
Love it. I'm very happy. It's been a good day, Keith.
Is your son in high school?
No, he's not in high school.
Oh, okay.
No, 9 o'clock, right, for elementary
for
kids.
For elementary, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
So
five
now
days
you
a week.
Now you have to sleep in and get him to school by 9.
Right, well, I can do that, but, you know, as long as it's the same time every day, uh-huh. then I'll be in good shape, yeah.
All right, okay, Sue, anything else?
For you. I think, you know, it's been a little slow. We don't have any like big news in the paper or anything like that, so you know that's always a good thing too.
All right, well, we'll talk to you next Thursday, same time, same place.
Okie dokie. I hope you're feeling better by then, Keith.
I feel good. It's just my voice is sounding strange.
Okay,
so you have a great one, Sue.
Thank you. You guys too. Bye-bye.
Sue Wanzer is sitting on the MCCSC school board. I sit there too, and we talk about school issues on Thursday mornings.
Hello, this is Andy Hardesty with Symington Mechanical, your local heating and cooling specialist. There are a lot of choices when it comes time to service, repair, or replace your heating and cooling systems, but be careful. In today's industry, most service technicians are actually...